Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for June the 7th. Today's devotion is entitled, How the Early Church Gathered. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 42. And every day in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching that the Christ is Jesus. Luke recorded this summary statement after the apostles had been arrested, flogged, and ordered by the Sanhedrin to stop speaking in the name of Jesus. Rather than yielding to fear, they continued obeying God. Luke described how the early church gathered in two primary settings. They met publicly in the temple courts, where large crowds could hear the gospel proclaimed. They also met from house to house, where believers could experience fellowship, encouragement, and discipleship in a more personal setting. Luke emphasized that their ministry involved both teaching and preaching. Teaching instructed believers in the truths of the faith, while preaching proclaimed the good news of Jesus Christ to believers and unbelievers alike. For believers always need to be reminded of the gospel, and unbelievers cannot believe without first hearing. The apostles remained committed to both gatherings and both ministries. And God used their faithfulness to fuel the remarkable growth of the early church. We can learn much from the pattern of the first century church. God designed his people to gather regularly for worship, proclamation, fellowship, and discipleship. When we first meet together on Sundays to worship and hear God's word preached, we follow the example of the early believers. When we gather in homes during the week for Bible study, prayer, and encouragement, we continue that same biblical rhythm. Both large gatherings and small gatherings are important for spiritual growth. We need public worship that lifts our eyes to Christ and personal fellowship that helps us grow in obedience. As we faithfully participate in both settings, God continues to strengthen his church and expand his kingdom. This is how the early church gathered, and it remains a healthy model for us today. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for giving us the church. Strengthen us to gather faithfully with one another in the name of Jesus. Give us courage to proclaim Christ publicly and faithfulness to encourage one another personally. May our commitment to gathering together honor you and help others to come to know you. In Jesus' name, amen.